The Bethel AME Church in Setauket, New York, was built more than 150 years ago next to land that the town designated as Negro Burial Ground. The community around the church and the burial ground flourished as a mixed African American and Native American community, and that community is aging and much smaller now, but its members want to preserve their history and get it on the Register of National Historic Places, WSHU's Jessica Opetich reports.
On Heritage Day at the Bethel African American Episcopal Church, congregants dress in traditional Native American and African American outfits. Bethel AME is the center of the Bethel Christian Avenue Laurel Hill Historic District. Robert Lewis is a historian who has spearheaded research efforts to gain federal recognition for the district. More importantly, he says his work is about how people tell their stories and whose stories are valued.
This narrative needs to be different. It has to be from the perspective of the people who made it.
He founded a preservation organization after one of the district's most historic homes was sold and torn down. Since then, he's sought to protect the 30 buildings that remain, like the home of Ida Mae Glass, which was built by her grandfather.
Hello, I'm Ida Mae Glass. I live at 40 Christian Avenue, and I've lived here all of my life. When we were young, you know, the traffic wasn't that heavy because not many people had cars. Some people were still riding horse and buggy.
In the early 1900s began a literal gentrification of the nearby community, which was home to several African American families. New white residents, many of whom were quite wealthy and from New York City, moved to the area to establish country estates. By 1930, Oldfield incorporated it as a separate village, and records show that there were no longer any non-whites that lived there.
Most of the black people at that time worked in white people's homes, so they didn't have to have a home of their own. They stayed in the kitchen, you know, so they really didn't have to have a home of their own, you know. Then most of them, built their own homes.
Those ancestral homes have been in danger for more than 100 years, and one of the only ways to save them is to tell the stories of the people who first called them home. One of the people who bring those stories back to life is Christopher Matthews, a professor of anthropology at Montclair State University in New Jersey. He's excavated sites of former homes in the district. He says the history of the minority community in Setauket has been overlooked for too long.
That there's history in Setauket, there's a black history or a minority history that's not told or isn't the story you hear at first.
Setauket was home to one of George Washington's spy rings, and it's reveled in its colonial history. But he argues that can't come at the expense of excluding minority stories.
It goes into the category of honest mistake, but some communities suffer from honest mistakes more than others, right? Everyone is well-meaning in Setauket. They didn't mean to ignore or leave out or put a community at risk. There was no ill will, but it just happens because it's a matter of class and poverty and wealth and things, and what a community values about its past. So you're either in or you're out on that, unless you change it, right? And that's what they're trying to do.
Matthew says a place on the National Register would provide the community with a little more teeth when it comes to the protection and restoration of homes. The New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation will send the application to the National Register for Historic Places later this year. The ancestors of the people who lived and died in this community are ready to tell a new story about an old place. Jessica Opetich, WSHU News.